Hey guys, sorry about that, but we had to give it a little time for our scripts. So I think the best way to do this is a read through, but let's talk a little bit about, first of all.
Erica Wilhite, Artistic Director of Artist Laboratory Theatre, addresses actors and improv artists in almost a warehouse-like space. They're gathered to practice for the second Sheet Fort experience being hosted on the 8th and 9th of April. Erica says Sheet Fort is an experiment on how one experiences theatre or another person's story.
The show itself is a presentation of found material, found on the internet, found in the world, in our environment, found locally, found in other places of the world, that we have, that's come to us either through our friends or just things that we've had on our own or that we have sought out. And we're using this material and presenting it in a first-person manner, as if it were a play, a character. But we're not memorizing it. It's not a play. It's a reading. And it's turned out to work out sort of like a variety show where there's lots of music. It is multimedia and interactive. So some of our stories are through videos. I have actors on videos acting them out. I have live actors in the ensemble acting it out. And I have voiceovers. I'm featuring actors from the university, local actors from some community theaters in town, and my own ensemble and company.
The Artist Laboratory Theater is a fairly new group. It is an experimental theater company. Erica, who moved to Fayetteville about a year and a half ago, says the first Sheet Fort experience was hosted at the Matt Miller Studio near Fayetteville Town Square last November.
It was a different show inside the Sheet Fort. The philosophy of the Sheet Fort as a state of mind is always the same. The ultimate objective is the Sheet Fort. We want to get in it together and be together as a community. But there also is a show. And the last Sheet Fort show was a staged reading of a Charles Mee play called Time to Burn, which is a script that the theater is interested in maybe producing one day. And so maybe the next Sheet Fort we do will be another play. This one we've built, we have found and put together as a company. But it's who knows what it will be next. But if it's in a Sheet Fort, it's always about the Sheet Fort.
Since Art Lab Theater is a small theater company, it has adapted to the idea of performing in alternative spaces. The group is practicing in space provided by Be Unlimited, a graphic design and screen printing business in Fayetteville.
We like the idea of Sheet Fort because of the intimacy it creates. And it's a Sheet Fort for grown-ups. No kids allowed. It's actually a little smutty. It's very grown-up humor. But you crawl inside. And there will be seating alternatives. If you want a seat, we'll have a row of seats in the back, but you get on a beanbag or a pillow or a mattress, a camping mattress. It will be on the ground, and for about an hour and 15 minutes, we'll tell you stories. And that's how the Sheet Fort is different.
This year's Sheet Fort experience has been put together by Erica, Sean Philip Mabry, and Christy Hall. This year's theme is Show and Tell. Erica addresses the group, introducing the concept.
So what we have is Show and Tell, the second Sheet Fort show, the second Sheet Fort experience. Mm-hmm. And you understand the concept of the show. It's it's more like a variety show.
Right.
Lots of music, lots of visuals, and it's reading. So it goes from kind of like vignette to vignette to vignette. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily related. We, Christy and Sean and I, have written the show in the sense that we have curated it. So we have found all of this text, whether it's Craigslist or these scraps and letters that we have, and we have grouped them in ways that we feel like complement each other, fit each other. Often, they have their own song. We have the format, which is on the first page of it. This is subject to change because this is just like what we've been dreaming about, like how we feel like it's probably going to be, mm-hmm. but it may change.
Art Lab Theatre's experimentation is evident in all work the company has undertaken. Its first play, Bombs, Babes, and Bingo, was based on the life of a scientist and how his life falls apart. The play was bookended by two fixed scenes. A series of 10 more scenes was determined with the help of a game of bingo. According to the math conducted by an Art Lab member, there are about 39,916,000 versions of the play.
I love the play, actually, because of that number. It was never the same. And that math, I can't check that math for you, but I can say that the formula never repeated. There are so many possibilities. And what we were interested in was not, you know, how strange it would be if we did all of this out of order, but what would the story be if we did it out of order? And if you can do that with narrative. So that was fascinating to see that, like, the story of this man's life, which was, you know, the play. He was a scientist, and he had a family, and his life kind of, you know, fell apart. But to see all of this happen out of order was a different experience each night, but it was always the same, I guess, big picture.
Apart from this year's Sheet Fort experience, the theater company hopes to work on a project based on the concept of place and home and Superfund America.
The Superfund is a part of the place project, but we started with Superfund, and it's by visiting a town called Pitcher, Oklahoma. Okay, and we started by going out there and visiting and interviewing, because there are 7 families still left, and it's a long project. And so our in the summer, actually, what the Sheet Fort is an effort to raise the capital for rent for a space so that we can do our place project. And within the place project, the summer lab will be the questions of Superfund, the questions of home. We actually really want someone to loan us a house for the summer so that we can do the lab in the house and hopefully have a performance in the house. So if we had small audiences and had multiple, simultaneous things happening in the house. This is an idea that we've had for a while, and we really want to do this, is to just put it, to stage it in the rooms, kind of like an installation. And of course, it'd be very small and very intimate, and maybe a few at a time, but that may be something that you see us do in June, actually.
For now, the Sheet Fort experience promises to be a unique, intimate one. For this year's event again, Matt Miller's studio will be covered with sheets. The space will be cozy and secretive, where stories of others will be told as one's own.
There was my friend in Texas sent me an email because I was taking submissions from all over, and he told me a story that stayed with him. Was he was in Starbucks and he drove up and the teller told him that his drink had been paid for by the person in front of him, that pay it forward. And apparently there was everyone was doing it. And so he paid for the next one. And apparently it was happening everywhere. That he submitted that story. But there's also some stranger stories. There's my friend in Switzerland is featuring a ladder that she made for her cat. And she has a video made about it. It's different. Things like that.
The actors start practicing.
You're right. May 14th, 2009, 3:06 a.m. Tuesday night around 11:30, on 53rd between 1st and 2nd, you came out of the subway and I followed you. You looked over your shoulder, saw me, and started walking faster. I ran up, grabbed your arm, took your purse and ran away.
The second Sheet Fort experience will be hosted by Artist Laboratory Theater at Matt Miller Studio near the Fayetteville Town Square this Friday and Saturday.
November 27, 2009, 11:47 a.m. You were discharging a Thanksgiving Day's feast worth of victuals and booze onto the pavement of Market while I cheered you on from the car behind yours. You played your part perfectly, encumbering the city with freshly minted aromas of regurgitated cranberry sauce and vodka. I played mine with equal grace, impregnating the vacant morning air with the clamorous hootings of a drunkard.
Doors will open at 7:30 p.m. and performance begins at 8 p.m. There is limited seating. Tickets are $10 each and can be purchased on the Art Lab website, artlabthatre.com. You can also support the group financially by donating on their website. All donations are tax deductible.
Hey, you just left our apartment with your broker and cute friends. You know it was the one where the power had just died? My roommate and I both proclaimed an infatuation with a lot of you when you left. I have one problem, though. You came in, saw my bedroom, the terrible state of our bathrooms, piles of video games, and the fact that I sleep on the floor.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Adi Agnihotri Madholkar.